Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's Durafighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's Durafighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Why Free Willy?
Because every intro now you have to yell a 90s movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why Free Willy? Why Free Willy?
Because that's a great fucking film.
Three Ninjas! Three Ninjas!
That's such a good movie.
God, I think it's 80s, you guys are naming the worst fucking movie.
Is that 90s?
That's 90s.
One of my favorites.
I know.
There they are. You're already starting with the 1990s. Keep
Rocky, Tum Tum, and Colt.
Yeah! All the pressure points they're punching right in the fucking shit. Dude,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. The whole.
Yeah.
Super confused right now. Hi, Ross.
You gays.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? It's super cool.
I'm awesome. I'm awesome. Hey, Matthew, guess what? You know this podcast is sponsored by? I'll give you one guess.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so Carnarvon Club.
Is it manly?
It's so Carnarvon
Club. Manly, it involves meat. You know we've talked about this before. We're going to talk about it again because it's just that fucking awesome. It's Carnivore Club. Pretty simple. You give them some money, they send you a box of incredible meat every single month. The tagline on their box is satisfy your inner carnivore. Satisfy that inner dinosaur that lives inside of you, and they deliver on that promise. The best salami, the best jerky, the best fancy Italian meats. You'll be too busy stuffing your face to even learn how to pronounce the fucking meats.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. I think it's pretty fucking delicious,
yeah.
Unless you're some sort of vegan, which we hate, obviously.
Oh, my.
Fuck lettuce is our motto. You'll probably think so, too. So go and get it. Go to carnivoreclub.co and sign up. You can use the promo code DRINKINBROS to get 10% off your first order. Get your credit card out. Type in carnivoreclub.co in your computer and join the Carnivore Club for the best meat you've ever tasted in your entire life. That's carnivoreclub.co and enter the promo code DRINKINBROS and you get 10% off. Let's get some fucking meats in our face.
I'm fucking loving your hype right now.
I'm gonna continue this ad by talking about. Did you see that commercial I posted in the Drinking Bros group the other day?
Which
the
one?
Vegan one from PETA.
No.
Oh my God. It's
big fan.
It's did you see it, Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
big fan.
We're dude and girl are getting heavy on the couch, and it says foreplay gone wrong, and she says something about being a vegan, and he's like, but you know, like, how could you do that? Like, your body needs proteins and stuff like that. And she's like, oh, so you like killing helpless little animals to eat them? And he's like, and then she starts putting her clothes back on, and he gets kicked out of the house.
No way.
The most absurd commercial I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, really?
Like, oh my God. And if you agree with that commercial, if you are a type of human that thinks that commercial was amazing and had a true message, you should just fuck start your face with a cheese grater.
Fuck it.
And order a good fuck start. Carnivore Club. I mean, you should stuff your fucking butt with razor wire and someone should start you like a lawnmower.
Yeah. Ew. Whoa.
Yes.
Ew. Whoa.
God, we're fired up tonight. We're fired up with that. Let's get it.
Listen. If those people
ammunition.
Try to intrude
let's
my
get
house.
Some ammunition, Matt.
That's what I'm saying. If motherfuckers coming at me, Ross, who we got that's in my mags?
Oh, yeah, dude, if motherfuckers come into Matt Best's house, uh-oh. If they come into Rocco's house, uh-oh. If they come into Jared Taylor's uh-oh. House,
well, maybe
you
not
need
Jared
to go
Taylor's
to Tartarus Ordnance. com. That is TartarusOrdnance.com and get some fucking home defense ammunition. Matt, what would you blow a motherfucker away
Listen,
with?
Listen, I'm about that pew life, you know? So I'm about it. I'm gonna load my mags.
Yep.
You know, 17 plus one where you're throwing hate.
Boom.
Motherfucker.
Right in a motherfucker's face.
I actually have all that ammo in my XDM, which I have extended mags for. So I have 21 rounds.
Jeez.
No, 20 in my pistol and then another. So I have 60 rounds of pistol ammunition. And then I have my AR. I'm a weird motherfucker, Ross, but you got to have good ammunition. I don't need that shit misfiring when I got fucking six ISIS dudes trying to break down my fucking
Hell
door.
No. Hell no you don't, dude. And that's why if you go to TartarusOrdnance.com, and type in the promo code Drinking Bros with a G or with an N.
Yes.
You get 10% off of your shit to kill people with when they break into your house. Also, 10% of everything they do goes to the Semper Fi Fund. So they're really doing shit. They're really fucking doing shit.
Well, not only
shit.
Killing people, but range time, too. I think that's also it's a good hobby. We don't always have to kill people. I mean,
yeah, you got
to
get ready for the
You know, Matt, you know me, though. I would rather just kill people.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I just,
I know,
that's
I know
my
you.
Thing.
I know you. I got you.
That's just my thing. And then, you know, if you're going to eat some meats and you're going to kill some people, you're obviously going to be drinking whiskey when you're doing
Boom.
Those.
I don't know if that – I don't think you can
and
do
is
that.
There, is there a finer whiskey to eat that, meats and then kill people that, with that, than Lead Slinger's whiskey?
That's a segue.
The Lead Slinger's?
That's a segue. I love that.
It is an all-American whiskey that comes straight from a veteran's cock.
Yeah.
Right into the glass, right into your mouth.
Yes.
And again, if you're going to kill someone,
actually, so
you got to drink.
I didn't want to put it out there, but Lead Slingers is actually just Mary Dag piss because she's so awesome that we just
bottle her pee.
We bottle her pee because we love her so much that that's what Lead Slinger is, and it makes you freedom the fuck on. It's really the substance of life.
She can actually
It really does.
What are you
it
doing?
Really does.
Did you ever hear the story? She's
Jared is literally chugging this French press until he almost vomit. What
God.
What are you doing?
I just need to keep going.
Why are we not filming this episode? This is ridiculous.
I need more.
Jared,
he's going for it again.
Dude, this is real.
He's downing this whole fucking France press.
Oh, God, my blood feels weird.
Here's
the... I got bravery.
Here's the thing. Matt and Rocco come back. Jared feels like he's being babysitted again, and now he's drinking heavily.
Yeah. You know what he needs to do? He needs to relax and maybe read a book, Ross. I think that's what he needs to do.
Yeah, he needs to grab a copy of the first ever romance novel for dudes, At Night She Cries, please. While he rides his steed.
Please, read me a story, Ross. Read me a good story.
God damn it. Look, there's an orgy on every other page in there with Asians. There's blatant racism, and there's a lot of killing people in there.
Yeah.
If we had Tartarus in that book, it'd be all fucking set. It is the greatest piece of American literature ever written. And fuck Mark Twain.
What?
Go get it, Night She Cries, while he rides a steed on Amazon or Audible, wherever the fuck you can possibly get it.
Ross.
It is out there.
Ross, I have to interrupt you real quick.
Yeah.
Fucking Jared Taylor right now. No shit.
This is not
bullshitting. He had a full France press, whatever he calls it, of the vodka.
Yeah.
He drank the whole thing while you were saying that, was giving himself a brain freeze where he was physically being sick. and then chucking it again. And now he's giggling like a fat kid with his eye to the fucking microphone.
I feel good.
Oh my God.
Where is this going to go?
Dude, I do not want to know.
Why did you do that? Wait.
You were a father, Jared, who just came back from Easter Sunday.
Why did you just do that?
I was thirsty.
Why did you do that? What was your motivation?
I was thirsty. I was just really thirsty, and the orange juice tasted good. I thought I had a headache.
Oh my God. And he's going for it. He's finishing up. Are you filming this, Paul?
Press.
Good. We have the footage. We'll
the
push
France
this up.
Press
that, that's
is
real.
Done. Emptied.
France Press.
Conquered.
Boom. Are you going to film another one, or are you just you good?
I think you're good. Please be good.
Jared, I think you should have one more. I'm not your dad. I'm not your fucking
dad. That's how Jared
pisses
on the floor. Have you ever seen Jared piss?
No. Have I ever seen Jared piss?
He's
You're asking me?
Told this story.
Yeah.
He's already told this story on the podcast.
Pissed all over.
Oh, man. What are we?
That's amazing. Hey, what are you drinking tonight, Matt Best?
Our good buddy Paul, we should have thrown Paul on the podcast. What the fuck? We messed that one up. But
if he halfway through, he could go get the microphone.
Yeah, we'll throw a mic on there. Our good buddy Paul's back in town. He made some, since Jared's being a fat fuck and drinking out of the French press, he boiled coffee like a caveman. And I'm drinking Lead Slingers and coffee, and it's boiled coffee, so it's not the best.
We can't put them on because we don't have a channel for him right
now. No worries.
That's fine.
We'll get him on the next
one. What are you drinking, Ross?
How drunk is Jared?
He's there. He's talking tech issues on the podcast.
I'm texting ex-girlfriends right now.
Oh, jeez. Is that where you're at? That's so bad.
Shit. On a scale of one to Gary Busey, how drunk are you?
Oh, man. He's full Busey.
No, he's.
Are you full?
No,
Busey?
He's not. He's David Hasselhoff eating a fucking cheeseburger drunk
right
now.
Oh God, he's biting the mic.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one.
I was testing it.
It's a great one.
He's slobbering all over the mic.
He's not. It wasn't even there.
Ew, oh man. Dude.
What are you drinking, Ross? So we can move this forward.
Should we move it forward or just move it right into the depths of hell?
No,
let's go, Ross. Let's tell some stories.
No, because once you let that
some good ones.
Once you let that vodka sink in, I think with Jared, it's going to get nasty tonight.
It's going to get really.
You know what? You know what's funny? I'm ironically drinking vodka. I'm drinking Deep Eddie vodka.
Nice.
I'm drinking it straight though.
You were drinking Sky vodka, Jared.
So Sky's distilled 7 times. Beautiful.
What does that mean?
Oh boy, how do you know that? How do you know that fact?
Because they used to do a special on the History Channel about vodka, and they said Sky, even though it's the cheapest, it's the cleanest. So you go with that, bro.
Oh, that old history special on the History Channel about Sky Vodka. I'm sure everyone's seen that.
Yeah.
Rocco, what are you drinking tonight?
Tonight I got some tequila. We're testing some new tequilas, the potential future.
Lead Slinger's tequila.
Get out of here.
It's called Lead Slinger Sombrero.
Yeah, so we got some Blanco. And
is
some,
it really?
Yeah,
no, we actually are. We're thinking about tequila.
Testing some stuff out, you know, and then we'll let you know if we're going to go that route or not.
I hate tequila, so I'm sorry. But
I absolutely love it.
You said it's good, though, right?
Dude, it's great.
I can't tell the difference.
It's one of the smoothest tequilas so far that
it's
tried.
It's going to go in the Patron zone.
And I hope. And it'll,
is it clear? Is it clear or dark?
So we have
Rocco?
Both, but the clear to me is going to be the winner. The clear is so smooth. Patron doesn't even touch it. It's so much smoother. It's interesting. I haven't had tequila this smooth in my life. So
the last time I truly went in the Patron zone, I threw up all over a government bus and then got peed on.
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Holy shit!
Fuck! Why have I never heard the story?
It was at Fort Pickett, Virginia.
Yeah.
It was a rough night.
Hey, can I just put this out there as a disclaimer? I'm sorry to the audience that I think this is going to be a shit show of a show. Shit show
no,
of a show.
It's not.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Hey,
I will give interesting, accurate, and gorgeous content.
Matt, you know what it is? This is the last week of spring break, and I think Jared thinks he's still on it. So not only has he helped abide or a bet or whatever it's called and killing a cow. But now, what, you pissed all over a bus too?
No. I threw up on the bus. So
someone pissed on you
and
you
threw up
me
on
me and
it.
this really good buddy of mine, his name's Dirty Davis. He's me and Dirty D.
Dirty Davis.
Yeah. Sounds like a reliable guy.
Dirty D.
Two cheeseburger Ron and Dirty Davis. You told us about
me and Dirty. We were up at Fort Pickett. We had Navy helicopters there supporting us because we actually had a very crazy mishap earlier in the week where 5 paratroopers went into the woods due to high winds and a miss. miscalculation, so to say, between the air crew and the jump master. A guy ended up breaking his back, and one of our guys got suspended 98 feet in a tree.
No, he didn't.
Holy shit.
So I was on, I actually have an award for this that reads very, very so hilariously.
You're so good.
And elegantly, I imagine.
I was on the ground. Yeah, I was on the ground. I called the Navy helicopters because we had to get the kid out of the tree with a jungle penetrator.
No way.
Yeah.
A jungle because penetrator.
He had done his reserve.
Yeah.
The bottom of the reserve was still 80 plus feet off the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, so that whole just do your reserve and climb down.
Climb down.
No, nope. That ain't happening. And he was stuck sideways where like it was cutting the circulation off in his legs. So he's just getting the shit beat out of him by the wind.
Because the wind.
So he broke his harness and climbed down his reserve?
No.
No, he was going
down. No.
Oh, he popped his reserve and was like, there's no way I'm going down there.
The reserve caught the wind and went in the tree. So we called the helicopter. This is online. There's a video on YouTube. I can try and find it and post it because the helicopter guys actually made the video of the rescue because it's the highest wind rescue they'd ever done because it took them over an hour trying to go to get the rescue
and
guy
the, and the penetrator down the on the penetrator they use that is because it's heavy.
They
and
had to
can
cut
go
him
straight,
out of the harness. They had to secure him and then take him out. So anyway, like a few days after that, me and Dirty D are at the local bar at Fort Pickett, and he's like, "You want to go in the Patron Zone tonight?" And I was like, fuck yeah. And that was when me and Dirty D just went shot for shot on Patron Silver.
Yeah.
I like how Jared has friends called Dirty D.
Yeah. Oh, Dirty Dave.
Yeah.
Well,
dude.
I have a Patron story.
And I guarantee you, you have friends that know this man because this man is very well known in the regiment.
Really?
Yes.
What's his name?
Davis.
Dirty Davis.
We can go
we'll
with
talk
his,
about this later.
With his real name later because he's working for now.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Hey, Jared, I still love Two Cheeseburger Ron. He's still my favorite friend of yours.
What's your persona story, Rocco?
So it's not a really bad one. It's a pretty funny one.
We just started.
What are you talking about?
The bus, the throw up, the pee.
Oh, you didn't even finish your story. God damn.
Make it about Jared episode.
Sorry, let's hear about double dirty cheeseburgers and pistols.
So we go into the Patron Zone, and at the time, we have a bus for the squadron that's there. Even though there's like 15 of us. We're staying in the barracks on Fort Pickett. I throw up all over the bus.
You're a bastard.
On the way back. But I cleaned it.
Good.
They made me clean. Well, I mean, they didn't have to make me. And then, but when I fell off the bus and was on my hands and knees, while a buddy of mine, Aaron Horace, was taking a pee, I didn't know. I was just crawling, and then I crawled right into his pee.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never been pissed off by another dude.
I woke up in Ranger panties in a cold shower, and they had somebody sitting in a chair watching me.
Did a Ranger fuck you? Because that's how you get Ranger panties?
Is that how you earned them?
Attack pee shorts.
Is that how you earned them?
Say Ranger panties. You can't say Ranger panties. Silkies. You wore silkies.
Fucking tack pee shorts.
You only get Ranger panties if you're a Ranger or you get fucked by a Ranger.
I mean,
but what's your guys' code? Because for us, one tack pee is a pair of shorts, two is the shirt, two at the same time is a coin, and a whole team is a beret.
Wow, we don't do that.
We don't do that.
You don't have that?
No,
we don't give it. You guys.
She gets a pair of Ranger panties no matter what happens.
Jeez.
So, your story.
No, mine's not even that exciting. I didn't get pissed on. Yeah, it's not that exciting. No,
if you don't get pissed on, then the night didn't really count.
Yeah, the party just fucking sucked.
Yeah.
No, it was New Year's, and I think I was like 17, and my dad would like let me and my cousin take some shots of a tequila. So we're going head-to-head, and I think we got to, you know, we're trying to finish the bottle. My mom has this one room in the house where it's like the formal living room. Mm-hmm. It's like these.
You don't go in there.
Yeah, exactly.
There's plastic on the chairs.
It's white couches that no one sits on. Like, no one.
I've seen that room.
Yeah, the president could come in there and no one sits on that motherfucker, right?
Yeah, so, here's the president. Here's your chair. The white couches are for nothing.
No one
in the backyard and pick some lemons.
Exactly. It's this weird thing, right? So
you've never been to his house.
Yeah, lemon trees. So fucking we're sitting in the dining room and we're drinking, going shot to shot to shot to shot. And I see him take the shot and I see him kind of make the face where he almost throws it up. I mean, we're deep in this bottle and we're about being done, you know, so we're taking shots for days. He does the almost pukes and then you see his cheeks fill. Right? And he stands up and he runs in the direction of the fucking white couches. And I'm thinking, why the fuck would you go that way? And he has his hand over his mouth and I'm following right behind him like, no. Boom. All over one of the couches, dude.
Oh,
just
explodes.
No. Dude, just red puke.
Oh,
right.
Shit. What were you guys eating?
I think it was red hot Cheetos at one point, right?
Oh, God.
But, dude. Or enchiladas. Either way, it was red chunky shit all over the fucking white couches. Then he crawls his ass to the bathroom, and I'm sitting there looking at this couch thinking, oh, fuck. Like, I'm not too worried about my mom. It's when my mom gets mad, my dad gets even more fucking mad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's like, why the fuck did you make your mom mad?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just pissed
off
your mom.
I'm not even mad at you, but you pissed off me.
Yeah, you pissed off your mom. Yeah. Now I'm going to fucking hurt you. You know? And so it was the scariest fucking moment, dude. I'm drunk as shit. And my dad's like, we'll talk tomorrow. I'm thinking, fuck, here comes the ass whooping. But yeah, dude, so it was an interesting day. Nothing, I mean, I
found a new white couch.
Yeah, we ended up throwing up that couch. Mom had to buy a new one. Fuck.
I had a friend throw up Killian's beer all over my carpet once.
Oh,
that
shit.
Was red, and it was
Killian's
stain,
is nasty.
Stain didn't go away.
Yeah. Killian's is one of those ones I used to love.
The dogs used to chew.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I remember when Killian's used to be like a delicatessen. Yeah. It was the first like craft.
That's
beer.
A North Carolina beer, I think.
And then you got a Killian's.
After
holy
I got
shit.
Trashed off it once, I can't even take the taste of it anymore.
Fuck no,
I can't take it.
I can. I love it. I'm a white trash. Like I like shit like that, and I like chain restaurants. I do.
No, okay.
You don't like Steel Reserve?
Oh no. God.
I can drink Steel Reserve. I can drink Mad Dog. I can drink all that shit. I can go to the Olive Garden afterwards.
Oh God.
I can go to.
Are we just telling drunk stories? Because I got a decent one. Maybe I don't know.
Fuck it. It's your turn.
Hey Matt, this is our spring break episode.
It is
so,
spring break.
So
I feel like
tell your
probably
drunk story.
I have so many. You know, whatever.
Let's hear it.
It was. The first time I ever got really fucking destroyed, I was driving to Warped Tour with my brother, and I think it was like fucking 14, 15 at the time, and my brother's about 4.5 years older than me, so all of his fucking buddies, they were seniors in high school, I was like a fucking seventh grader, I don't even know. He said, when we got to the Warped Tour, he said, if you can finish 5, I think they were Steel Reserves, right? They came in 12 ounces as well, right?
Yeah.
No. It was 12? No. Natty Ice. It was Natty Ice.
Natty Ice.
That's so he was like, if you can finish 5 beers, I didn't win anything. I just win respect.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just man code shit.
5 Natty Ices in 5 minutes.
Oh fuck.
Yeah,
that
challenge.
Ain't easy, bro.
Dude, I got him down. It was like 3, 2. I hit the last one. 1. Everybody cheers. I mean, everywhere, dude. I fucking puked. And, you know, I was like fucking 150 pounds back then. By the time I took a couple shots, by the time I got to Warped Tour, I was fucking done, dude. I don't really remember anything. I listened to like Sum 41, I think, and Thrice. And then by the end of it, I had a black eye, like a really sore arm. And,
oh, jeez.
Yeah.
We used to call it Natty Ice Killer.
Dude, that
what
shit.
We called it.
It's like 6% fucking liquor, dude.
God, that was like the first like strong beer.
I love
beer.
It. I love it.
And cheap as
fuck.
They
don't I love it.
That shit.
5.5, if I remember correctly. Oh. That was the first, like,
remember the bottles?
Shit.
Remember the bottles that looked like ice? It was like, fuck yeah.
Oh, this is good. Natty
Ice.
That's
cool. It's the penguins in the commercial.
Yeah. 30 for $2.98.
And then they went with a Natty Light as if, like, you're going to drink Natty Light. Like what? The fuck out of here, dude.
It's like,
some fucking gas station beer shit.
Yeah.
I remember.
So I'll go to mine then. I'll go to mine. I got a spring break story for you, Matt, with some Natty Ice.
Lay it on me like a fucking Peter Dinklage cock. Let's go.
Does he lay it on you?
Oh, boy, that's
like,
going to take some time.
I would imagine Ross would lay his cock on you because it's large.
I would.
Like just.
I would display
like
it.
It
would almost be like a sushi boat.
Yeah,
like a sushi boat.
Yeah, and tucking it
and
in.
And I would be your sushi girl where you display your sushi on top of me.
It's a good movie.
Does it smell
sushi
funny?
Girl.
Great movie.
I imagine
great
it
movie.
Smells.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the budget on that, Ross? Did you know?
$1 million.
Are you serious?
What?
Dead serious.
I thought it was under 300.
What is it? What movie?
No.
Sushi Girl.
Oh.
Because it was one location, pretty much.
It was, but post-production, and they shot on film, I believe.
Oh, God. Here we go with that bullshit.
There we go with that.
It's a good movie,
though.
Good movie. Whoever made that.
It was a good movie. But my spring break story was there was a young man.
Named Ross Patterson.
Sophomore, junior. He might have been named Ross Michael Patterson. I don't know. I've heard the stories of him, the legends. Obviously, I've seen pictures of
RMP,
his dick.
RMP.
RMP. Yeah, you know him.
So this young man goes on his first spring break to a little place called Panama City Beach. We all know it real well. Real well. The sand is white. So are the women. There's not a lot of color there in Panama
from,
City Beach.
He came from Atlanta, bro. Going from Atlanta to Panama City, you notice it.
I
noticed
love black
it real
girls.
Quick.
Can I just put that out there? I
so do
love
I.
So, black
hey,
girls. One of my
so do I.
One of my afflictions, dude. I think they're some of the most beautiful people in the world.
Nice.
I'm just throwing that out there.
It's an affliction.
Same here.
I don't know.
Same
maybe
here.
I misused that word.
I have no clue. I don't even know
my
what
guilty,
that means.
You did.
My guilty pleasure is black women.
I'm just saying.
I love to sample them. Every time I see them, I just need to sample them.
I just love the taste. I just love the taste.
I just need to sample her vagina.
Yeah. It's like a wine testing.
like a wine tasting. Yeah.
Dude, fuck you all. I'm just saying.
No, my wife said that to me the other day. She goes, before you met me, your hobby was sampling vaginas.
I'm saying if you're looking like an ethnic triangle of what my food groups are, it's like white girls and black girls at the top and then Asian. And it kind of goes down from there.
Never had an Asian.
So anyways, Ross, back to your story.
Yeah. This actually segues into my story. Good. So I get to a place called the Howard Johnson Hotel. Anybody who's been on spring break in Panama City Beach knows exactly where the fuck that is. I kick open the door, ready to start a spring break like a goddamn man. My balls have dropped. I'm ready for my experience. I see a black girl who's doing, you know, those fucking, goddamn it, it's a tube. It's a tube full
bongs,
of shit.
Beer bongs.
Beer bongs. She's doing a beer bong on the balcony.
Beer bongs?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Look, we've all had a lot to drink tonight. She's doing two beers at the same time on the balcony, and I'm like, oh fuck, we're going there. Not knowing, as soon as she's done, a guy goes up and takes eight after her.
Oh Jesus.
Good he God. Vomits over the balcony. Over the balcony. Like in a uproarious, yeah. Like you feel like
uproarious,
like you're at the
nice
Bellagio. Yeah, you feel like you're the Bellagio fountains.
Oh yeah, you're
just like, oh shit.
You're watching Team America when that dude throws up in the fucking street out.
Yeah.
Like violent projectiles.
Oh, violent, and then like over and over and over again. So they look at me and they're like, Ross, for spring break, you're up next. And I'm like, oh fuck. All right, cool. I was like, yeah. Throw a couple in there. They were like, nah, man. Greg did eight. You need to do eight. First spring break ever out of the gates. Natty, it was natural light at that time.
Boom.
They go eight in. I don't give a fuck what you're drinking, liquor or non-liquor, beer or water. Eight 12-ounce cans of anything.
There's no room for that.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
There's no room. I don't even care if it's Hansen's fucking fruit juice. You're going to be spewing immediately.
Yeah, dude, there's no way you're fitting that in.
No, go ahead.
No. So I go ahead and down it. I crush it, if you will. I look to the party and I'm like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. Throw up. I mean, everywhere. It was massive. It was like you turn on a fucking fire extinguisher.
Wait, can I ask you this? What were you eating before that?
Everywhere. Didn't eat because it was a long drive down.
Dude,
sweet
then you got
snacks.
The bile
I had some combos.
That's a bad
yeah,
day.
Well, I had pizzeria combos. So it was pizzeria combos and then eight natural lights.
There are certain things I think the four of us need to experience together. We've already knocked out our major road trip.
Yeah.
Number two, we need to drink until we all throw up.
Oh, it's easy.
At least once.
That's easy.
And
I get there fast.
I'll get three and four later down the road. I don't know what those can be.
May 1st, Jared, when this movie is done, when I turn in Rage 15, to you guys, when I hand you the hard drives and say, congratulations, gentlemen, I finished your movie.
Out of your we fucking get, life, fuck you.
Yeah, we get blackout, throw up drunk. Everything. I drop out of life. I get a hidden name. I go by Mike Barnes.
So boring.
Sexy Mike Barnes, the dancer.
Sexy Mike Barnes, a dancer.
Hey, I moved to Yermo. Nevada.
Sheep in your Barnes. Mm. You know.
Yeah, my Mike Barnes.
He writes
right inside my
he
Mike
writes
Barnes.
A book on releasing your inner poet.
Yeah, I'm a dental assistant in Fresno, California.
Dude, one thing that I think
your getaway weekends to Bakersfield.
I think would be really funny. A market that we've never tapped, Ross, is. We have access to a lot of artists, and we have access to print on demand to style things. And there's a coloring book on Amazon called Fat Chicks in Space.
Yeah, like, dude.
Why don't we make really fucked up coloring books?
We need to do that.
Yeah.
We need
Fat
to do
Chicks
that.
In Space. Who did that? Who made Fat Chicks
don't know,
in Space?
I don't know, but there's a coloring it's book genius. On Amazon called Fat Chicks in Space.
So fucking genius.
You know, the only
big
thing
that,
Ross wants to do in space is machete. And, you know, he's
machete in
there
space.
It is. You know,
I've machete kills again in space. I'm on day. By the way, I just passed my 100th day with Robert Rodriguez. Boom. So if you're out on Twitter, just tweet at Rodriguez and ask him why the fuck
I've
you haven't
it.
Let Ross
I've
Patterson
it,
write
Ross.
Machete kills again in
what
space.
What if we did a children's book that was about Ross Patterson asking Robert Rodriguez to write Machete in Space.
Wait,
it's written
I'll
a children's book, and it's illustrated and everything. We sell it on Amazon, and we make people read this to their kids.
I think that's
Jared,
like
I'll take it a step further. Yeah. But I'll take it a step further, guys. There was some drinking bros who went to his production office and put up posters outside.
No way.
I think it's Kevin McNeese.
No, he didn't.
Yes. Yeah. 10 posters in a row that said, hey, right. You should let Ross Patterson write Machete and Kills Again in Space. He's the best. We love drinking bros. And please support Range 15.
You're right.
Yeah, they all got pulled down.
They put a bunch of yard signs in his yard.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Oh, my God, they did.
That's amazing. I haven't been blocked on Twitter. And the thing is, like, some of these tweets, I know last time I think we said
holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy
not only is it real, but, like,
how did I not
we are up
that?
To
– I've never heard
we
that
are over. We are over 6,000 tweets to at Rodriguez on Twitter to get me to write Machete Kills Again in Space. He still hasn't responded, but he hasn't blocked me yet.
Shout out to Kevin McNeese and all the other Drinking Bros that did that. That is fucking epic,
that's
dude.
They printed their own Range 15 flyers, 300 of them.
I saw the Range 15 flyers. I didn't get to see this unless I missed it, but that's fucking
Kevin
epic,
don't
dude.
Fuck around, dude.
Damn, dude. That's badass, dude. Gorilla. Thank you.
Those guys are fucking awesome, dude. Kevin's awesome, man.
He's got shark puss in half his pictures, everything.
Fucking
shark
fuck
puss
yeah.
was a good shirt.
It's one of my favorites.
I thought it was
By the way, was that your mystery shirt?
Yes. Yeah.
We wore that in the rap song we did today.
I know. I saw it. Let's talk about it. So we have the first ever song from our rap group, Lincoln's Box Seats.
Yeah, Lincoln's Box Seats, bitch.
That's about to drop. You guys killed it with that song. Is it called? What's it called, Matt?
Bitch, I Operate.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I know a lot of people out there wanted to hear take your pants off.
That project's huge.
The project we're gonna go above and beyond on that one.
We always do that with
any production value, but we're gonna fucking really go for it. But yeah, dude, it was a really cool experience, man. Like Rocco and I, we wrote the song together. I worked with my producer to get the beat, and then we just went in there, drank some, and just laid some tracks. And I will say, Rocco killed it, man.
Matt,
go ahead.
Matt killed it. Matt, you killed
Thanks,
it.
Dude.
Rocco. Holy shit. Yeah. Rocco, you sounded like Kid Rock on Yellow. It sounded like Kid Rock and Yellow.
Dude,
I was fucking amped about it.
That's what
dude.
I was going to get to, man. So, like, you know, I'm a little more experienced, like, when I started getting into the rap battles where I've laid tracks before and all this stuff. And, you know, Rocco is a super, super talented guy, but his nerves get the best of him sometimes.
Yeah, man.
He said, fuck it, and he went for it in the booth. And, like, I was like, holy shit, especially after the master was done. I was like, I mean, that's fucking, like... Kid Rock shit, exactly like you said, the way and your inflection of your voice and the way you harmonize, it was super cool. So I'm excited to do a rap song instead of a battle.
Shout out
not,
to John Arena because this guy has
John Arena.
Fucking hooked us up over and over. Yeah, Sleepwalk Studios.
Yeah.
Like he
in
is,
Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Yes. Yeah. He has killed it, man.
Yeah, dude. That's
awesome. Hey, so when does Bitch I Operate drop, Matt? When do you think you guys will have it edited?
And, dude, this has been a really cool production because sometimes like we tend to do things on our own where it's like, excuse me, I'll be out of town, and then the guys will do something back here. But, like, you know, the writing process was, like, Rocco and I, and then when it went into the production phase of filming today and stuff, Jared, like, went full fucking awesome. With
Ross Patterson.
Yeah, full Ross Patterson had his fucking, what is that?
Steadicam.
The Steadicam with his 5D and everything. So it was super cool to see everybody super part of this. And we're probably, like, 80% done shot. We have to shoot some inserts and then a couple other things. But I'd say 2 weeks we'll be live. So by the time this episode comes out, 1 week.
Little surprise at the end with an amazing prop.
Yeah.
And I'll put it this way: this is one of my favorites. You sent me the track. The track is amazing. I'm really, really amped for this video.
It's catchy, bro.
Yeah, really catchy. The hook, bitch, I operate. I've been saying that all fucking day. So I'm amped about
we made
it. And Rocco, you crushed
it.
You crushed
it.
We made a dance to it.
We did.
I honestly think that with this song, too, and anybody that listens to the podcast as far as our videos go, once this song comes out, we need to see your guys' videos of your dance. Too.
Yeah, yeah. So instead of kids out all around the world doing the fucking the nay nay,
watch
me whip, and watch me nay nay. They're going to be doing the fucking
bitch
I
operate.
Yeah. And that shit's going to be fucking cool to see, dude.
Yeah, that's
well,
be
and
cool.
Ross, to speak on that like a more serious level, I think when the crew and I, we always want to reinvent ourselves, right? So it's like the rap battles, it's like, where do we go from there? They're always structured around military units. So it's like, if we can use those musical talents where I don't really have much, I can play a little guitar, but like you have JT that can sing like crazy. Rocco's got the voice of an angel. How do we incorporate that? And this is the first attempt of like, holistically from a crew perspective, like going for it. So I'm really interested to see what the response
if
is off
in
of this.
2016 we could get a legitimate single in the Billboard charts.
I mean, super cool.
I guarantee we can. Well,
we will.
Thing, like,
we will.
Take your pants off.
We don't want to rush. Take your pants off. We want it to be right. We've been waiting for the proper beat. We've been really trying to get it done. Once we find the one we want, man, we're gonna
fucking
blow
that money into it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
There's gonna be a real director.
That's like a $10,000 or $15,000 budget.
That's a legit fucking jam, dude. And that's how much we believe in that song. So we can't rush that shit, man. So this one's gonna be fun to see how it goes.
Can you lay the hook for us on on the rain or the bitch operate?
No.
Come on.
Yeah, Rocco. Lay the hook on.
Oh, you see, we put him on spot.
We might be crazy.
Come on.
We might be drunk. We're sipping on whiskey. Now here we come.
Oh, there it was.
We're riding dirty. This must be fate. Three words are for your face.
Bitch, I operate. That's Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that one's going to be awesome. I'm really, really looking
forward
to that.
We're excited, man. It'd be fun.
Hey, by the way, is anybody else excited that Guns N' Roses is reuniting here in a few weeks?
No, not at all.
Dude, yeah. Matt.
Really?
Matt's,
tell me why. Tell
Matt's
me why.
So
I'm really curious about this.
And you know what? I don't know the backstory because that's not.
Negative Matt.
Yeah, that's not how.
Yeah.
This is not my world, so I don't
Matt
know.
Matt hates everything.
I learned a lot about this from Matt today, so I understand your pain, Matt. Go ahead, please.
No, they're not reuniting. From what you would send me earlier, is this true? Axl Rose is going to front for AC/DC?
This fall. So what's going to happen is he's going to – Guns N' Roses is reuniting with Slash, Axl, the original group. And then after their tour is over, the lead singer of AC/DC went deaf. The doctor said he couldn't sing again or he would lose his hearing entirely. So Axl
Holy
Rose
shit.
Is going to – Axl That's Rose is going to take over. Yeah, so, yeah, they stopped the tour. So the rumor is that after Guns N' Roses, their reunited tour kicks off this summer because they're playing Coachella here in a few weeks in LA, 2 weeks actually in LA. They're headlining Coachella. After that, Axl Rose is going to take over in the fall to finish out the AC/DC tour for what he's missed. But what are you pissed about, Matt? I want to hear what you hate about nostalgia again.
Dude, no. Okay. To start, AC/DC is one of my favorite bands. Like they're like one of those legendary rock bands, you know what I'm saying? Like Foreigner, Led Zeppelin,
absolutely,
like staples in American culture, right? So no qualms there. I mean, what AC/DC, right, Ross? They had three different singers over the years.
I believe so, but here's the thing. Axl's a fill-in.
No.
Just
but
to get
I'm
going to
get
the tour
I'm
done.
I'm
going
to get to the Axl thing, but I'm saying so. Okay. They have, I love AC/DC. Guns N' Roses, again, one of the first leads I ever tried to learn on the guitar was Sweet Child of Mine. Like, huge Guns N' Roses fan. The problem is, like, any celebrity, when you start getting into their personal, like, how they are as a character, it really makes you mad. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but one of my closest friends, we grew up, and he was always better than I started playing bass. He played guitar and just taught me my way through playing guitar. Huge Guns N' Roses fan, but early on in the Guns N' Roses days when they were just fucking crushing it in, like, I guess late 80s or whatever it was, Axl Rose came to Guns Slash and all the other guys and was just like, I'm walking away from this tour, and they're getting paid whatever, like $1 million a show, unless you sign the rights over to Guns N' Roses, the name, to Axl Rose. So essentially he fucking bitched his way in, did not live the bro code, and stole the rights to Guns N' Roses, the name. So now if you look at the new Guns N' Roses CD, Axl Rose can tour, he can distribute, and he can record in Guns N' Roses LLC with only him as a sole band member. So it's like super unfortunate because the dudes that made that band, obviously Axl's a legit guy, but like, you know, Slash is one of the up and coming, like back in the day, paved the way for guitarists. And Axl Rose, if you look back, dude, he was a drunk fucking cocksucker. He always canceled shows. He showed up late. He yelled at fans. He's just a fucking douchebag. So that's my outlook on it.
Boom.
Wow. Wow, look at that.
I love Guns N' Roses, but Axl Rose is a douchebag.
Yeah, all of us over on this side always put character before fucking fame, man.
Yeah.
If you're a dick
yes.
and you act like a dick, like we don't care how famous you are.
But that's his whole thing. It's like, yeah. I'm Axl Rose. You're like, fuck you, man. You can
Dude,
sing.
You're a punk
bitch. You're awesome, but I'll I'm not even going to hit you in the face. I'm going to gut shock you. I'm going to work
nice
the kidneys.
Dude. You're not a nice fucking dude, bro.
So that's when he – my whole thing with that, my disdain with that, Ross, was he was going to sing for AC/DC, which is like I regard way higher than in Guns N' Roses. So I was like, oh, God.
Absolutely.
Please don't fuck up the fucking legendary name of AC/DC with your cocky bullshit.
And think about that, dude. He did that to his friends, like the guys that built this band with him.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So let alone – it's not just random people that you act like a fucking – total cocksucker too. You acted like a cocksucker.
Didn't live the bro code.
To your boys.
Yeah. Yeah, you broke the bro code. You didn't live and let die.
But I didn't know Slash was gonna play with him. That's awesome. I'm excited to see how
Slash is gonna play with him. Duff is gonna play with him. And by the way, it's gonna be when we're out in Los Angeles. Not that I want to pop out to Palm Springs for the night and see it.
But that goes to something I've always said too, Ross. Is a band is the hardest fucking thing to do, because once you
or a movie, a band or a movie, either way,
staying a band is harder because you're with 4 to 6 individuals that have to be in the exact mindset for years.
No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely. Like, you're right.
And
you're
if
right.
100% rocks that boat, the whole fucking Jenga puzzle comes falling down. Like,
yeah.
So like the guys that stayed a band for years upon years. I mean, there's tremendous respect for them. The Scorpions, for one, like,
fuck yeah,
dude, they're fucking rad.
Like, I never got how the guitarist of Scorpions, I don't know his name, never got notoriety, dude. That guy fucking rips, man.
Dude, close to 70 years old.
And you still don't know his name, Matt.
Unfortunately, I don't. And I've listened to all of his solos. I used to just rewind him and try to learn, like, Rock Me Like a Hurricane, Winds of Change, all this shit, man. I love it.
That show was the most amazing show I've ever been to, still. Like, when they stop after an hour and a half of playing, they stop. Drummer comes off the drums. He grabs one of those big cubes. I don't remember what those things are called that they sit on and they can be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then they come up with acoustic guitars and they do like 5 songs acoustic. Then they go back to their regular instruments and just fucking jam out for another hour.
Nice.
Badass.
Straight a coup. Straight a coup.
Listen to the winds of change.
Of change.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
really? I love a coup. I love anything a coup.
Me too. I love you.
Yeah, but
me for one, Matt. I'm excited for the Guns N' Roses. Hype versus circumstance. I get caught up in the magic, the nostalgia of it. If I can be there, you know, goddamn well, I'm going to be there. Obviously, here's my prediction on it. I think they're going to come out. Welcome to the Jungle is going to crank up. The crowd's going to go ape dick, and then I think Axl's voice is going to sound like shit. I think he'll be shot or won't rehearse enough. And I think people will be disappointed.
That was my concern. But I would absolutely go to that show to see Guns N' Roses reunited and to see a new Axl Rose headline for AC/DC. That's amazing. But like, I feel like it might tarnish my experience. So I'm like, I'm good. I'll watch it on YouTube and get mad.
You know where their first event is, by the way? What? It's at Coachella.
Oh, Lord.
And you know who would love it there is you and Derek White, shirtless. It's a shirtless day.
Shirtless day.
It's about 100. It's about 100 there. Yeah, shirtless. There's bars. a lot of women in bikinis. It's a fucking blast. You two would love it more than Derek, more than anyone. That motherfucker wouldn't have a shirt on all goddamn day.
He still doesn't have a shirt on. I think he's shirtless right now. I'm 100%. I'd bet my mortgage on that.
Him and Rudy Reyes don't own shirts.
Yeah.
The
time we spend without shirts is the time they spend with shirts, I think, Rocco.
I remember seeing Rudy Reyes in Vegas, Rocco, and it was about 60. He was layered up like he was going into Alaska. it was a lot for him. I was like, oh, shit. He had a beanie on, a parka, like two shells, like a North Face shell, the outer shell, and then the inner, you know? Yeah, he had 9 scarves on. He had more scarves on than Johnny Depp, and it was 60. It was 60 that night.
Then you got to cut.
So those guys, come off. Those shirtless guys, they can't go under 70. Yeah. They cannot go under 70, dude.
That's funny.
That's just the way it is. But this weekend, Batman versus Superman came out, Jared. I just wanted to get your take on that. It crushed in the box office. The reviews were terrible. Did you guys see it?
No.
No, but what I
didn't either.
I haven't either. But have you seen the meme? It's so funny. I don't know the guy, the Superman, but Ben Affleck. There's an interview with Ben Affleck and the Superman guy, and the interviewer goes, "Man, there's been a lot of,
terrible reviews."
And then it goes, "My only son," or whatever it is. It goes into this like super. Have you seen that?
Yeah. No.
It's so funny.
And
he's staring down at the ground, just like biting his lip
for 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes.
2 minutes
pissed,
straight,
dude. It's hilarious. And then he goes, "What do you think, Ben?" I agree. And that's all he says.
Dude, I'm waiting for. I want to go see it, man.
I kind of see like his point of view of. Imagine the excitement, even as Ben Affleck. If you get the phone call and say, "Hey, you're going to play Batman," you're gonna be fucking excited.
Yeah, you're gonna be fucking
fucking excited.
Of course.
And then you fucking work your ass off on a studio movie that's goddamn 90 days, 130 days, whatever.
Yeah.
Movie comes out and
every diehard
fan hates you.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna feel that, like shit.
Dude, you can't fuck with
that world. That's a six month shoot that you've got to stay in shape for the whole shit.
You can't fuck with that world, man. You fuck with the comic world, man. People will eat you a fucking live, dude. Yeah. And that's what they're doing. They're picking apart.
Well, that was my feeling. I've never been a huge Ben Affleck fan as an actor. I mean, what did he do with the robbery movie that he directed?
Oh, that was good. Yeah, it was. Oh, what the
Ross, what was that?
The Town.
The Town. I love that, man. I
haven't seen The Town.
What?
So, did I.
So good, dude.
Huh?
You haven't seen The Town?
No.
You're kidding me, right?
I'm not.
Hillary Duff isn't in The Town. That's why he hasn't seen it.
I thought he just said she's in it. I was about to fucking run away.
It's a great movie.
No, she is not in that movie.
It's Ben Affleck acts in it and also directed it. Wonderful, man. He plays a character that he knows he can play. But then, like, Pearl Harbor, I don't like him. And then whatever this new movie, but...
Unfortunately,
if someone said, Matt, you're going to be Superman, I'm going to take the role. But studio movies, and Ross, you can contest to this, we have no, as an actor, you have no fucking influence over the outcome of the movie, you know?
None.
Like, I could I could deliver a performance where, like, oh, I felt that was good. Then, like, go like this. Hi, I'm Batman. And they're like, oh, that's perfect. And it's complete shit
Some
when they do the edit.
Toolbox is like, that's it. That's the one I wanted.
Right. So I feel bad
That's
for
the
him.
One I wanted.
Yep.
Yeah. Ross, I've been watching.
And when every movie is shot with that much green screen, you have no idea what's around you, what your surroundings are, who you're talking to. And literally, you're just feeding lines of dialogue at that point. You don't know until you truly show up at the premiere.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not like those guys get to sit in the edit. But I will say this. They have nominated Ben Affleck to direct the sequel to that.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So he's going to direct and star as Batman in the next one. And then they're doing a whole Justice League thing. But the numbers, you know, opening weekend around the global box office, yeah, it was $474 million.
Oh, my God.
Nobody gave a shit. Yeah, nobody gave a shit. And so it's going to continue on as it goes. But,
what
you know.
What did the movie cost?
Apparently.
I thought I saw someone that the movie cost up around
$400. I want to say $250 or $300, okay. Somewhere in there.
I'll Google it.
But with promotion, probably in the fours, because that's $100 million P&A fee to promote that movie around the world. But you have China now. China's the biggest global box office.
$250 million USD for the budget of Dawn of Justice.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
God damn it, I nailed it. I'm just so
good.
You're
so good, Ross. But then you probably add another 50, right, for marketing?
No, almost
absolutely. 100. 100. I would add 100, to be honest with you. So
I like our P&A budget.
Because that's what it costs to promote around the world.
What's Range 15's P&A budget?
It's like zero. It's like cookies. like crackers.
It's $80. It's the Article 15 and Ranger Up page.
Yeah, whiskey.
And Matt Best 11S.
Yeah, whiskey and good attitudes. That's the fucking budget.
It's the Drinking Bros podcast.
It's the brand spanking new Ross Patterson fan page on Facebook. That's over $3,000.
Ooh.
So, dude, join it now. But that's our P&A budget.
Hey, Ross, but, just to let you know... my cat has like 5,800 followers.
Look, Jared, I just started a fan page maybe fucking 3 weeks ago. So I love you, and I love your cat.
But Ross, I started a fan page on Instagram myself 3 weeks ago, and I have 40,000 followers.
Ross,
I just kidding.
Yeah, but let's.
I know.
Let's be real.
You're more talented, like, so I'll give you that.
Yeah. So no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
People like me, but you're more talented.
I get depressing likes. It's all I get.
All I will say is this: Chuan has 1.3. So if there's ever any,
I was actually texting Chuan today. He was texting me. He released the video that we shot in El Paso today.
Oh really?
Yeah. It was yeah.
What was it called? Tron? and it was misspelled by an Asian.
Nah,
woman?
Man. You know, I'll speak on that. So
I'm kidding.
For
I'm
the
totally
audience,
kidding.
This guy Tuan, you can look him up if you want. He's just like this. He's 19, I think. Model looking dude, Abercrombie, good looking guy. But they came out and filmed with us, and it was a cool experience. They're nice guys, but like culturally, we couldn't be more different. So it's super hard to develop content because they're all just like, I don't know, what should we shoot? And it's not a knock on them. I guess we've just been in the business so long where it's just like we want to be productive and get like hard-hitting jokes. And I don't really resonate with their content, right? Like, the, even today, it was like, it's a cute video, but you're just like, I don't.
It's the Vine. My oldest daughter, like, would get a kick out
right.
of
it. Right. There's no substance to the content. It's merely, like, 8 seconds of, like, hee-haw, a cute guy, boom, credits.
Yeah, but still, like, with a video, with that video itself, even with his following, let's say it gets 100,000 views, which he might see. He might see 100,000, he might see 500,000, but... What did that do? He wasn't branding anything.
Well, right. I mean, if you look at a business sense, it's completely irrelevant. And that's a problem with current social media. It's all representational of likes and comments, which obviously translate to certain ROIs, but like where are you going to be as a business owner?
You've got to monetize.
Yeah, how do you monetize that? Especially if you're so specific in your content, how do you sell yourself in like a marketing package to people that want to have consumable items or you know, deliverables? How do you produce those? It's hard to do. And whatever, I mean, but that's part of the whole social media game, right? It's about likes. It's not about making money. People would rather live in a box and get 100,000 likes in a picture than live in a mansion and get 1,000 likes. It's the honest truth of what's been going on these days.
Yeah. If they could pretend.
Yeah. It's the real world. Yeah. Yeah. And if you like the Ross Patterson fan page on Facebook, that will suck everybody's dick. Man, everybody's dick in the country. Segue. Everybody's everybody's dicks, vaginas, if you're trans so or just, dude. You know, yeah, pre-op, like it just like my shit. I'll love you
How
forever.
About this?
I'll love all the
Ross,
pre-ops.
I'll get your page to 100,000 followers if you bang a tranny.
Oh. Post-op or pre-op?
No,
post-op.
Well, obviously pre-op.
Oh. Oh, that was
definitely
say.
Pre.
I want to hear what the fake vag
you can pick whatever you want. It can be like the hottest one, whatever. But it has to have a dick.
Oh man!
But it's not a real dick. If they're gonna cut it off soon. It's not a real dick.
Yeah, but like she
they're gonna lop it off,
so
right?
She can
be scheduled temporary.
It's
dick.
A prop.
It's a temporary dick.
Yeah, she can be scheduled dick. For a post-op appointment. So like in 2 weeks, her dick's
then
gone.
It's not gay.
However, you need to work that shit in your head.
You know what's funny, Matt? Like to attest to what the culture has gone to like that. Hypothetical, let's say people did that. I'm sure it will go to that level one day where people are like, "Fuck, I need a ton of likes, man. I need to fuck a tranny online. I'll just blur it. Facebook will air it. I can go Facebook Live. I'm already verified. Like I think that's where it'll go in the future. Yeah, I think that's where it's gonna
it's
head.
Already there, dude.
I think."
There.
And that's what I think. I think somebody's gonna you know blow themselves up on Facebook. Something fucked up's going to happen with Facebook Live and being verified and all that shit. I'm just waiting to see who it's gonna be and why. Will I fuck a tranny if you like the Ross Patterson fan page? No, I won't. But I'll think about it. I'll think about it and I'll write a nice post about it. You
I'll
know
get
what I'm saying?
Photoshop with it. That's about it.
No, yeah. How about this? We'll get you 100,000 real likes on your fan page, but you have to fuck a dude sex doll.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah.
That's so easy.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, it's like
on
not.
Facebook
real
Live.
It's like a real, it's one of the high-end ones.
Yeah, they look
it's
real.
It's got
they
a huge
faces.
Boner. That's, see, it's not cheating, but we get to videotape him fucking see, this dude sex doll.
I can.
Those high-end ones from Japan, though, are pretty intense.
Yeah, dude, I can compartmentalize shit. If it's fake, it's not real. So I'm not. You,
that, wait,
right,
dude. That's
right.
A quote. That's a quote.
We
fake,
hire a guy.
It's not real.
We hire a guy. We hire a guy just to make noises while he's doing.
Yeah.
It.
That would fuck me up, dude. Like
it'd be better if it was JT making the noises.
Oh no.
If it was Benny, I would be disgusted by it.
What? What? So you're feeling the pressure?
Yeah, why are you trying to involve yourself in this, weirdo?
I'm under the doll, and it's actually in his ass.
But his dick is... Well, yeah.
Jared, you can't get involved in my Facebook fan page. Like, you can't... Like, I'm not going to fuck you, like, in the bed next to you. Like, oh, hey, like, it's totally cool. We'll get 100,000 likes. Just put your dick in me. I'm not going to do that.
Ross, he's slowly working that. Well, actually, instead of a Asian sex doll, you could just fuck me,
just
Ross.
Just fuck me, Ross. It's
and,
fine.
And I'll get you 100,000 likes, yeah. Man. Like, you just... You
she's
know.
Going viral, Ross. She's going
you,
viral.
You can come on the Jimmy John's that. Belly. You can just come on the Jimmy John's belly.
I didn't say it's the yellow dart belly.
Yellow dart. Is that your
no,
name?
Yellow dart is not a thing, dude. It's Triple J, dude. You are Jimmy John's Jared.
Jimmy John's
there is
Jared.
No fucking yellow dart whatsoever.
No
whatsoever. Yellow hey, but on this, so honest question, what do you think will be the first to happen? You think somebody will kill themselves on like Facebook Live or?
Oh yeah,
like,
I've already had an incident where a dude uploaded a suicide video and then he killed himself shortly after that.
Well,
no way.
It happened about a year ago.
Well, I think that's the unfortunate part of social media, right? So you
two years ago.
You have so many outlets where you can help people and bring people together, but at the same time, if you're in a crisis in your head, it gives you this unreal aspect of like having an audience that you can, I don't know how I would say that, like you can gain an audience, and that, and I really hope that doesn't happen, but like what you just referenced, Ross, it's like somebody would see that as like they're getting attention for that, and I don't know if that would be their issue, so that's not the right way to go. So if anybody's like feeling that way, as if like an attention is the outlet, like in that regard, absolutely not, man. There's so many people that are willing to support you on like a personal level rather than a vanity level. And social media is strictly based on vanity. That's all it is, you know?
Cause me personally, when that news reporter got killed in Virginia, live on the air in the morning, the first thing I thought about was like, oh shit, Periscope, somebody will either kill themselves or kill somebody else, or Facebook Live. Cause now all your friends are connected and they'll make it a personal experience. Where it's like, you can't prevent that. Obviously, they'll rip it down. But like, if you're watching that live, like I was watching, you know, you guys film that rap video today. If Jared offed himself, you know, because he ate too much, we'd be watching that and be like, oh, fuck. Yeah, exactly. There's nothing you could do for about five solid minutes. You'd be like, oh, shit. So I'm pretty sure that that's like the next step. And that's where shit gets scary. You know, everybody wants the likes or the views or whatever. And it's like, holy shit, man. It's a crazy world out there.
Fuck that shit. We all need to just get drunk. No, I don't know.
Get drunk.
Are you
take our shirts off.
Dude, it's been too many hours of drinking for me, and I'm old. I'm fucking hurt.
Yes. Dude. Well, hey, so I tell you what, Rocco, who's the drinking bro
I've
of the week?
I've got one.
Oh, well, Jerry T's got one.
It's almost funnier to read this story, too, that he wrote, because it's really fucking funny how he wrote it. Our drinking brother Reek is Barney Thorne.
Barney Thorne
from Perth, Australia. Okay. He goes, I was overseas on a trip, and I got a number off this bartender chick one night and said I'd catch up with her later on. I stayed out with the boys, drinking with the boys as you do, and then decided to give her a call at 3 a.m. to go over to her house. En route to hers, my phone died. Didn't mind, as I was going to get some. I got to her house, did the deed, and then passed out. As I woke up, I thought, beauty, I can throw a leg over and again then bail. Although little did I realize it was the kid jumping on me, I was completely stark ass naked under the covers. What the fuck? The chick walked in and said, do I want a breakie? And then she dropped me back to my hotel. Sweet. Free feed and a free ride. free feed and a free ride.
Aussie's talk weird.
As we went into the kitchen, kid in tow, she said she was going to have a shower, and if I could feed the kid, it's breakfast. What is going on right now? She was having a shower, and I was feeding the kid its crushed apple goo out of a jar, smelling like a brewery, as it was pretty big night on the Terps. I was starving. I was starving, so I tried some. It tasted pretty good, so I ate it all. The bird came back and said, I said the kid ate it all. Looks like the free feed came off after all. And she gave me a ride home.
Jesus.
Shut the fuck up, dude. He ate all the kids' food.
Shit.
It's a method. It's
so funny, dude.
Oh, God, Barney, you are fucking a legend.
Yes.
He is a legend. And he sent us a beautiful photo for Instagram this morning.
Did he really?
He did. It was that was that bird in Perth on that island.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Sean Astin, his mother, who's brilliant and talented, just passed away yesterday. Who was Sean Astin was
Patty Duke.
Patty Duke, who was in her son, Sean, was in Range 15. So shout out, brother. We love you and hope you're dealing with your loss. And love you, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, and cheers to you. And I've got one myself. It's a firefighter and a paramedic. His name is Randy Teeter. He is out of New Deal Fire and EMS in New Deal, Texas. His best friend, Dalton Wren, wrote in and asked us to shout him out, said he's the best man in the whole crew.
Best man in the crew. I love
you, Randy. We love you.
Cricket a crew.
That's a nice thing. Because if I wrote in, I'd be like, look, can you give my friend a shout out? His name is Ross Patterson. Great man. Local hero.
Like, wait a minute. That's the same name of the guy writing in.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, your best friend's name is yours.
That's odd.
Yeah. He wears tuxedos even when he doesn't have to. His name is Ross Patterson.
He sleeps with my wife. Wait, what? Oh, that one slipped
back
up.
Is always,
Ross Patterson.
His
so
back
cool,
is always sore because he's sleeping on a bed of money.
That's a.
He needs a good chiropractor. But because he's sleeping on a bed of money
I'll
every
tell you
night.
What, I'm gonna give Rocco a good chiropractor.
All right.
Well, hey guys.
All right. And on that note, let's end the show for Mr. Matt Best, Mr. Vincent Vargas, aka Rocco, Jimmy John Jared, Triple J, and Ross, Big Dick Daddy Patterson. We are out of here. We love you.
Love that. Toodles, Magoodles. Fuck butts, get money.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.